Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We got to the last three lines of Mem Beis. Mem Beis, we're discussing who's going to be Yorish, the Nezikin, from the wife. Was it going to be the children? Was it going to be the husband? So Gemara says, last three lines, Ubin Nezikin lo Amar Rabbi Kiva. Does Rabbi Kiva not say this when it comes to other Nezikin, that the Nezikin go to the Yorishin? The Hatana, doesn't the Baraita tell us? Hakes ha'isha v'yati yaldeha. If someone hits a woman, and then the children, as she's caused to miscarry, so no say nezek the tzar li'isha, the damage and the pain goes to the woman, but dmei v'lados labal, and the value of the children goes to the husband. Ein habal, if there's no husband, so then no say liyorsho, you give to the yorshim of the husband. Ein ha'isha, if there's no woman, if she, let's say, dies, so then no senes liyorsha, then it's given to her yorshim. Gemara continues to say, "Va'isa shifcha v'nishtachra." Let's say she was a shifcha, and then she gets freed, and when she gets freed, she becomes a Jew. So then the lacha is, "Oh, gioris," or she was a gioris. So then, look at Rashi in the top here. "Oh, gioris muberes miger." So she was became pregnant from a ger who meisu shneim. So now they both die. Patim nakol shehu kodem. Because there's no children. They have no children yet. So Ger has no relatives. So the lach is zacha. So then the person himself who hit them, actually, he's zacha. Okay, so what we see from all of this, though, is that there is going to be situations where her yorshin will be yoresh the nezek. Again, above, Rabbi Kiva had taught us that the husband is yoresh it. And here the Gemara says that, the Brisa says that the yorsheha are yoresh the nezikin. So the Gemara says, what's the answer here? Top of Mem Gimel, Amaraba Begusha. We're talking about a divorcee where a case there's no husband to inherit. Look at Rashi, around seven line, narrow lines down. Begusha, Askinan, Umushim Hachi, No Sein Liyarsha, Shagirsha Achar Hachavala. Talking about a situation where there's no husband in the picture here. That's why her Yorisha are being Yorisha. But in general, when she's married, then the husband is the one who's Yorish the Nezek. Says the Gemara, V'chein Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says the same thing. Grusha, we're talking about a divorcee. So now the Gemara says, Amre, Grusha, Nami, Tiflog, Bidmei Vlados. What's the question here? Even when it comes to Grusha, so we should say that you should split. He also has Shaychas, it also has children. So even though, you know, they got pregnant and they got divorced, it still has his child. So the Bidmei Vlados should be split between the Baal, the ex-husband, and the ex-wife. So Amre, Papa says, Hatar Zachta, Bidmei Vlados, the Baal. Afilu balebusnus. So he says that the Torah is zocha the dmei vlados to the husband, even in a situation they're not even married. So wait a second. So that's going to explain. We're saying dmei vlados before. New point here. Dmei vlados before we said goes to the husband. First we're talking about the nezek that she receives goes to her yorshim. So now we're talking about the dmei vlados that goes to the husband. So the Gemara says they should really split it. We should really split it up. Dmei vlados. That even she should have some of the Dmei Vlados as well. So the Gemara answers no, it's a special Gzeirat HaKasuv, the Torah says that he alone, the father alone, is the one who's Zoch in the Dmei Vlados. Even a situation where it's Znus, where it's his children, they're not even married, the father of the Dmei Vlados always gets that Zechus. My time, what's the reason? The Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kasher Yoshis Olav. So, Baal HaIsha. So the whole Pasuk says, talking about, I'm reading the Pasuk on the side here, V'chinatu anashim, and two men are fighting, v'nag fu isha, and they hit a isha hara, a woman who's pregnant, v'yata yiladeha, v'lohye ason, and the children come out, and there's no death, the woman doesn't die. So anashi anesh, so you pay the dmei vlados, kasher yoshes alav, bal ha'isha. You pay the money to the bal ha'isha. So it's in the first pasuk that the husband or the wife, or even the father, really the father, is the one who's always zocheb in the dmei vlados. Okay. So just look at Rashi, what's the chiddush? The pasuk says Baal Ha'isha. Baal Ha'isha sounds like the one who's married. How do we learn from here, even if they're not married, the father always gets the Dmei Vlados? So look at Rashi. See the one line Rashi, around eight lines down. Baal Ha'isha, a Baal HaKapit. The fact they call as a Baal, the Baal Ha'isha, a Boel, the one who's Boel, the father, even if they're not even married, the father's always collecting the Dmei Vlados. So then the Gemara says, V'nogme l'rabba. So now we're going back to Rabba. Who is Rabba again? We should say Nokba the Rabba Kigon Shigavu Mos. Ulav Nachman Kigon Shigavu Karka. What's going on here? So look at Rashi above. Rashi is Nokba the Rabba. Lama lehulu rabba ulav nachman lokmi begrusha. Why do they have to say the case is where there's a grusha and there's no husband in the picture? Lok mimar kidi islay umar kidi islay biyesh nochlin the parakin in the babasa, which is say nogmel rabba kigon shugavu bezin maos min hamazik l'shal mezik v'tzar. The situation where Bezin collected the money ready from the mazik to pay the nezik and the tzar. V'yafa pishin ischayv la mechayim lo adif mimal v'bishtar. So what's going on? What's the shaila here? We're doing one more Rashi. The Rashi dama rabba gavu. Gavu yorshin karka b'milve shehil v'avim yeshal l'b'chor pishnayim d'havalei k'muchsak d'hai karka ishabilei alavun. Okay, so what we're referring to here, I think we're going back to what we said earlier. We had a whole discussion before. We said that the husband is only yorish b'muchsak, not b'ra'i, right? Only that which the wife has in her possession, not things that are coming to her. So that's what we said above. That's why we explained above again that that's why the husband is not being yorish in the case of nezek. So the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe it's talk about a case where Bezin already had collected the money, so it's already considered muchsak. And once it's muchsak, and then she dies, the husband will be yorish these items. So again, the Gemara asks, v'nok me l'rabba. Rabba should say, kigon shugavu maos, where they collected money already. L'rav Nachman, kigon shugavu karka, based on another discussion, dama rabba, gavu karka yeshlo, gavu maos ainlo, where Rabba holds, if you collect karka, so that's considered muchsak, and the husband would be yorish in it. But if you collect money, money is not considered muchsak for some reason. And he's referring to really b'chor. I told you before that when it comes to normal yorishim, the yorishim are going to be yorish even things that are roy, things that are not yet in the possession of the deceased, but it's coming that way. But when it comes to b'chor, who gets pishnaim, the double portion only goes things that are something that's muchsak, not things that are on its way. And also a baal, who's yorish the wife, only is going to yorish muchsak, not roi. So the Gemara there, in the context of a bechor, says that if the father had been collected karka, that's considered muchsak. But collecting of maos is not considered muchsak for some reason. I don't remember the context there. And Rav Nachman says the opposite, says the Gemara. Gavu maos yesho. If the father collected money already in his lifetime, and then he dies, so then the bechor would collect shnaim of that money. But gavu karka, if he collects money as a collection of the loan, that's ainlo. That's not considered muchzak. That's considered more of a lien, and it would not go pishnaim to the bechor. So whatever the case is, whatever that context is, we see those are scenarios where you could create muchzakos. So to hear, say, where the wife collected and bezed, and she collected either karka or maos, depending on how you hold, and then she died, so then it can go to the husband, since it's considered muchzak already. So the Gemara answers, no, amri hani mili levnei marava, aliba derabanan. That whole discussion, again, you have to look at the Gemara Bavasa to really appreciate that. There's all these Rashi's explain that. But that's only according to the Bnei Marava, those in the west of Eretz Yisrael, within the opinion of Rabbanan. They hold that way. But ki kamri hacha karebi. We're working in this Gemara within the world of Rebbe, who has a completely different take on that Gemara in Babasra, in which case you can't apply that to here as well. Okay, again, you can look at these Rashi's here, but it's a little involved. So let's leave it at that. Two dots the Gemara says. Amar Reish Lakish, Shur Shehemis es ha'evid shlo b'kavana pater mishloshim shkalim. If a shur kills an evid without intent, so then you're pater from shloshim shekel. We said above many times that if a shur kills an evid, you have to pay shloshim shekel. But the Gemara is being mechadish here. If it's done shlo b'kavana, so then you're pater from paying. Why? Shenamar, the pasuk says kesef shloshim shkalim yitain ladonav. You pay 30 shekel to the owner of this dead evid, v'ashur yisakel, and the shur gets stoned. So there's a connection of the shur being killed to the paying of the shkalim. Kol zman she'ashur b'skila, so long as the shur is getting stoned, which is only when the shur kills b'kavana, as we saw earlier, that's when the baal mishalim shloshim shkalim. That's also when the baal pays 30 shekel. Ein ha'shur b'skila, but if the shur does not get stoned, they ain't habaylim mishalim shloshim shkalim. Then the balim will not pay shloshim shekel. That's the connection. So again, the kavana, the only time that the shur gets sakol yisakel is when the shur kills b'kavana. So too, that's the only time that the bal hashur has to pay shloshim shekel to the adam.
Here, clarifies that it has to be after he gored three times, because otherwise it could be a dummy, he wouldn't be higher than shloshim shekel.
Even though he'd be killed, he wouldn't be shloshim.
Right.
Okay. Gemara says further now, Amar Rabba, Shur Shehemiz ben Chorin, the Shur kills a Jew, Shiloba Kavana, accidentally, without intent, Pater Mikofri, the Baal HaShur does not have to pay Kofir. How do we know? Shenamar, same idea, HaShur Yisakel V'gam Baalav Yumas, only Im Kofir Yushas, I love the Pasuk says. Kol Zman SheShur B'Skila, only when the Shur gets killed, meaning when the Shur killed B'Kavana, that's when you kill the Shur itself, that's when the Baalim Mishalman Kofir. Only then do the Baal HaShur have to pay the Kofir. But Ein HaShur B'Skila, if the Shur is not being stoned, meaning it wasn't B'Kavana, then Ein Baalim Mishalman Kofir. So then the Baal HaShur would not have to pay the Kofir. Asks the Gemara Esive, Abai asks the following question. Hey, Miss Sharius Plon. He says, the owner of the Shur says, my Shur killed a certain individual. Oh, Shur Shaploni, or killed someone else's Shur. I raise that Mishalim Apiatma, you have to pay. The din is, a person admits to damaging something, you have to pay. The only exemption is if a person's mode to beknas. If he admits to a penalty, that's a different category, he's pater. But if I say, you know, listen, I'm sorry I broke your window, I have to pay for breaking your window. So if I say my animal killed a person or killed another shur, I need to pay. So my lav kofir, this is not referring to kofir. So the lacha is here, apparently when you say that you admit your shur gets, your shur killed something, you have to pay the damage. But you are pati, you don't kill the actual shur though. There's no skila there. When you admit to it, the skila does not, you don't kill your animal. So the Gemara says, my lav kofir, this is not a case of kofir. So we see here, this would be an example. If I admit that my shur killed someone else, I would have to pay kofir even though my shur is not dying. So there is not that, the correlation doesn't carry through. And the Gemara says, lo damim. We're not talking about paying kofir, we're talking about damim. What do you mean damim? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi says, look at Rashi, my lab b'kofer. You see Rashi, my lab b'kofer. Initially, he thought this case is kofer. The afa gav, this is around 10 lines up from the bottom. Afa gav deina shur b'skila. Even though the shur is not getting stoned in this case, sharei hoda, since he admitted his shur doesn't get stoned, vamru, we learn, k'misas b'ilam kach misas ashur. Vadam b'hodasa inu nerag. A guy who admits doesn't get killed in his own hoda. If he admits to killing a person, I murdered so and so, he doesn't get killed himself. So too, if you admit, yeah, you sure killed someone, you don't get murdered. Now, if Adam come afterwards and say, wait a second, we saw you murder him, then we would kill him. But forget, there's no Adam in this case. He admits to murdering Reuben. So the guy doesn't get killed for admitting. So too, when he admits a sure killed someone, the sure doesn't get killed. Yet we still see, the Brisa says, you have to pay the kofar. That was the initial understanding. So we have a case of kofar, even though the sure is not going to be stoned. And the way answers lo damim explains Rashi hod the katani mishalim, that which we're saying you pay the owner la b'taras kofir dinibai kapara, not because of kapara. The afilu lo mishalim nami, even if he doesn't pay kigon e lashle nichsei la b'chal onishu, even if he doesn't have anything to pay, it's not called an onish. Dein kofir below skila, kofir doesn't exist without the skila of the shur. This payment has nothing to do with kofir at all. But heichad ishle nichsei, if he has some property, al karchach mishalim damim de lo gara misa minizikim. He said, it's no worse than Nezikin. If I broke your window, I have to pay the damage. If I killed your animal, I need to pay the damage. So there's two levels of payment. Normally, when the guy is wrong and he's caught, you need to pay kofar because I need kapara. That's the payment for my kapara. If I admit to it, I don't need kapara anymore. My admission alone somehow protects me from needing any more kapara. But I still damaged him. I damaged the worst way. Now his animal's dead. The person's dead. So you have to pay mitaras damim, which is a fascinating chiddush we haven't seen up until now, though. You could have payment of nezikin on the death of a person.
It's interesting. Here it says that it could go both ways because when the damim goes on the niza and the kofar goes on the mazik, so you could have some, if the mazik is worth in the shuk more than the niza, then kofar would be more, and if the niza is worth more than the mazik, then the damim would be more.
Right, but it sounds like, even in an instance where edim testify that he killed someone, as sure killed someone, he would always pay kofar, even if the kofar would be less than the damim, I think. Right. Which is fascinating.
Right, which is interesting, because 100%.
Right. So you would think that maybe you should pay the kofar and then plus the difference of the damage also.
So they're saying it could be a case where he ends up getting more in damim than kofar, uh-huh, and kofar more than damim, depending on the value of the mazik or the
visa. Okay. So Gemara says now, e damim, five last lines, idamim, if we're talking about a case of damim, just paying damages, not for because of kapara, eima seifa, look at the seifa of that braisa. It says, hey, mishurius avdo, my shur killed an eved, shaploni, so-and-so's eved. Einu mishalim al piatma, I don't pay. Why not? Vi damim am I lo. If it's about damim, no. I understand if it's all about the actual, we're talking about the initial requirements of payments. So then I understand why I would be pater from paying for the eved. Because mod b'knas pater. The paying of the death of an eved is a set price of shloshim shekel. That's a knas. Mod b'knas pater. So then I understand why I'm pater from paying for that knas. But if we're talking about the world of damim, I should still have to pay him some damim, some damage. I killed his eved, even though I might be pater from the knas. So it says the Gemara, Amar le yechil ne l'shnuy l'charesha damim v'sefer knas. I could easily answer you, the Reish is talking about a case of damim, and the Sefer is talking about a case of knas. But in a Hanami, if the Sefer was talking about damim as well, you're right, I would have to pay for the death of the eved. But we're talking about two different cases. However, nevertheless, shniyo d'chika lo mashani l'cha. I don't want to give a very schwer answer, and I'd rather say idividi damim. Both the Reish and the Sefer are talking about paying damim. So I understand why in the beginning, by the case of Kofar, I need to pay damim. So why not in the Sefer? When I say that my shur killed the Eved, shouldn't I have to pay damim? So Gemara explains the reason why there's a difference. Says at the top of the page, Mim Gilam Rebeis, Miu Ben Chorin the Mashan Kofar Al Piatmo, says Rashi, nothing really there, I guess. The difference is, when it comes to Ben Chorin, you have to pay Kofar even when you admit on your own. So let's explain. We're going to go through the rest of the Gemara now to hopefully complete the picture here. Vehechi damim. Di Asu Sade. If witnesses come, v'asidu bei dekato, and they testify that he killed, who's here, I guess, that the shur killed, v'lo yade itam hava imuad hava. But they didn't know whether he was a tam or a muad. They just saw, we saw a shur gore another person and killed him. But we don't know the history of the shur, if it's a tam or a muad. V'amar mari demuad hu. And the owner says, it's a muad, this is not his first time killing someone. So, the mishalim kofar al piatmo. That's when he pays on based on his own admission.
Because he saw
that
the shore is
niska. What?
Because the shore is niska.
The shore is niska in this case.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. But heicha delek edim, when there are no edim, misham damim, then he pays damim. There's no one there to admit. No one saw that initial event. So he. So if he just admits that my shore killed somebody else, so then all you would have to do is pay damim. But Gavi Eved, Shein Mashalim Knas, Al Piatmo, an Eved who doesn't pay based on his admission, the penalty. What's the case? Idasu Eidim Vasudi Be Dekatel. If they have an Eidim that say the Shur killed an Eved, but they don't know the status of the Shur, Bamar Mari and the owner, the Baal Shur says, Muadhu, Lo Mashalim, Knas Al Piatmo. You don't pay, because that's admitting to a Knas. So therefore, when there are no edim, lo mashalim damim, you shouldn't have to pay damim either. So damim only comes into play in a situation of where he'd be modeh in the primary payment. If he's modeh, would he be chayv to pay? So then if there are no edim, he'd be chayv as well. But if he wouldn't have to pay when he's modeh, namely by the case of knas, so then he wouldn't have to pay either damim as well.
Yeah, because the first case, the shor is mistal whether he's tam or muad. So that's why he's always mashalim.
So his hodah won't get him out of there.
Hodah, it doesn't make a difference.
It change, right?
Because they saw that he killed.
Right.
So no matter what, he's chayv stila, this short.
Right, but the question is he chayv kofar? He's only chayv kofar, right, if it's a muad.
So if it's a muad, it's chayv, it's not. So he's kozen, he said, listen, he was. Once he's modi, if he wouldn't be modi, he wouldn't be chayv kofar. But now it's, in this case he is, because he's chayv stila no matter what.
You don't know to tell him what?
Sure. Like he's the one who admits that he was muad by his admission.
Right, let's look at the Rashi here. Rashi de Asu Sadi Vechule. That's two lines down. Rashi says, this case where there are Edim who witnessed the initial shur killing of Ben Chorin, his vada has to pay kofar. The kufra kapara v'lo knasa. When he admits to it, he doesn't get out because we're assuming right now that kofar is kapara. It's not about knas. It's not knas to lift her mishum hodas atma. His hodah won't get him off the hook because we're assuming it's not a knas. When there are no edim who saw the initial killings, klal who depatuna mikofar mishum kiyas kasim. Now, well, the reason why it's pater if there are no edim, it's not because mode of knas. It's because gzeres kasim de'ain hashur b'skila. Because the shur doesn't get killed unless there are edim. If I admit that my shur killed, we said kimisas habal kach misas hashur. if I admit to killing someone, I don't get killed. So if I admit my shor killed someone, I don't get killed if there are no edim. That's just a gzeiras hakasef. And since this shor doesn't get killed, memela I can't pay kofar. Not because mod beknas, because of another technicality, like Rick was saying. V'hacha, in this case, harei ashor b'skila b'hadas edim. But here, the two edim saw the shor kill someone, so the shor is going to be stoned. Dinami tam hava bar skila hu. Even if it was a tam, the shor is getting killed no matter what. No matter what the history of the shor is, if two people saw a shor kill another person, a ben chorin, the shor gets killed. Hilkach, heicha delek edim, where there are no edim klal, deinu bar kofar mishayim damim. I'm not a topic to kofar anymore, because if the shor, no, there are no edim, that means the shor is not being killed. The shor is not being killed, that means you can't make me pay kofar, because those two go hand in hand. I only pay kofar when my shor is getting killed. So I'm pater from kofar, when there are no edim. So when I admit, the only reason why I'm admitting is I would have to pay damim. But the case of an eved, says the Rashi, continuing of all eved de lo mishkachas be knas apiatmo, you can never pay based on your own admission. Dinami asu sadi, even if edim do come and amri katal eved, the eved would kill someone. V'luya dinin itami muad amr mari muad hu pater miknas. If I admit that they're muad, I'm going to be pater. Avagav the shor b'skila, even though the shor is getting killed either way, I feel tam is going to be killed. Kedaminu l'kaman kol shechay misa beven chor and chay beved. But it's still that shloshim shekel is still knas. And when I admit that my evit, my shor is a muad, that's being mod b'knas on pater. So if in the case of edim on pater, so certainly hilchaki like edim klal afilu damin lo mishalim. So therefore, even when there's no edim, I should be pater as well. So again, that's the difference between evit ben chorin. If I'm chayv when there's edim, then I'm certainly chayv when there's no edim. If I'm pater when there's edim, I'm going to be pater as well in damin. When they know Edom. So that's what the Gemara concludes. A little bit confusing. Okay. Everyone's good somewhat? Masiv Rav Shmuel, three wide lines down now. Masiv Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kol shechayv ben chorin chayv be'eved. Anytime you're chayv ben chorin, you're chayv with the eved as well. Bein b'kofer bein b'misa. Whether that means paying the amount of kofer, whether that means the misa of the shore. So Gemara says, wait a second. Kofer be'eved mi'ika? There's no kofer by eved. They should pay shloshim shekel by eved. Ella lav damim. So is this price not meant to be teaching us that by damim that there exists damim? Whenever you're chayv ben chorin, you're chayv be'eved bein, which should be read bein damim bein misa. So we see that there is damim when it comes to eved, as opposed to what we said above. Ikdami. Others have the discussion differently. Amar le Rabba hachi katani kol shechayv ben chorin bekavana. Any time where the ben chorin is killed bekavana of the shore. Api edim, you pay kofar. Then you're chay be'eved knas. V'kol shechay b'ben chorin shelo b'chavana api edim, damim, chay be'eved shelo b'chavana api edim, damim. So whenever the shor killed b'chavana and with edim, so just like by ben chorin there's kofar, so too by eved there's knas. But when ben chorin, there's no kavana, which means if there's no kavana, the shor doesn't get killed, which means if the shor doesn't get killed, there's no kofar either. Yet you do pay damim for the damage, so too by eved as well. If the shor killed shelo kavana, so there's no knas, and there's no knas, so then you would still have to pay damim. So we see that there is such a concept of damim when it comes to killing an eved, against what we said above. So Amalei Rava says, if that's the case, if this is the logic, Esho shelo kavana api edem nisham damim. So it means, let's say a fire that caused damage without kavana should also have to pay damim. Umenala on the Rabbah Dulo Mishalim. How do you know if maybe that's the case? Maybe really true. Maybe Eish that was started to Shalom B'Chavana should have to pay. How do you know that Eish Shalom B'Chavana doesn't have to pay damim? Elaim, if you say Mitnan, the Mishnah tells us, Hayal Gedi Kaposlo. I've got, my friend has a stack of hay. And there's a Gedi that's tied down to the stack of hay. And then there's an Eved Samechlo. And there's an Eved standing next to it. And Nisraf Imo, and the Eved gets killed with the stack of hay, Chayv, I need to pay the damage of the money because the Eved should have ran away. We don't apply Kimle with the Rabbi Minei. Remember, Kimle with the Rabbi Minei is, if I'm Chayv Misa, I'm part in the Tashlumim. So the Eved should have ran away. He wasn't tied down. The fact that he stood there and killed himself does not make me responsible. So I'm part in the Misa, I'm Chayv to pay the Mammon of the stack of hay. But the Bryce, the Mishra says, if the Eved's Kaposlo, and the Eved's tied down to the stack of hay, the Gedi Samachlo and the Gedi's next to it, we could ignore it. The Gedi's really in unnecessary here. V'nisaf imo, and then the Eved gets killed as I start the fire, then I'm pater in Tashlumim because I'm chayv misa for killing the Eved. So come there with the Rabbi Minei, I'm pater from the Tashlumim. So if that's the case, we're trying to prove from here that Eish Shalua Kavana, you don't pay. So Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not because it wasn't the Kavana. That's not why I'm potter from the Tashlumim. Hamari Shlokish could go and she hits its begufo she'evid to come lebed the rabbi minei. So in a case where Mamash took the fire and put it on the body of the Evid, Mamash Ritzicha there, I'm potter from the other damage because come lebed the rabbi minei, nothing to do with Eish Shalua B'Kavana. So how do you know, again, the question is, we're asking a question, how do you know Eish Shalua B'Kavana is really potter? The Elamiha must be from the following Bryce, and I hope we will bring this back full circle. That Bryce tells us, Chomer be'esh mi be'bor. Esh is more stringent than that of bor. She'esh mu'adish lechel bein davar haroi lo, bein davar shein roi lo. Fire could kill anything. It's mu'ad to destroy anything, even things that it doesn't normally eat, whatever that means. The Rashi, not here, says elsewhere what that refers to. Look at Rashi. See Rashi in the four Y lines down. It says bein davar shein roi lo. What's not considered roi for fire? Lichka niro v'sichsa avanov. Fire doesn't burn dirt and it doesn't burn rocks, but it can still singe it. It can make it a little black. So it burn. It's still whatever damage it causes, even though it doesn't normally consume it. It's still you pay the damage. That's the koach of eish. Mash enkein. The Gemara continues when it comes to boar. Boar only is responsible. The baal boar is only responsible for things that are roi for it, not things that are ain't a roi. Okay. Now, if it were to be true that fire you pay even shloba kavana, damim, you have to pay damim, mash ein kein bebor lokotani. It doesn't say that. Right. Look at Rashi. Rashi, four lines down, says, Vilusha ish mishalamesh shloba kavana. If it's really true that fire, I have to pay any damage of my fire, if it was shloba kavana, deleka, the rabbi minei damim. So Mashen came aboard, the potter be mises adam dechsev shor v'lo adam v'lo tani. A boar, if a person gets killed in a boar, I'm potter from paying. So we see a boar shlo b'kavana, I'm potter. So and if we assume that eish shlo b'kavana is chayiv, that distinction should have been listed in this brayse as well. From the fact that this distinction is not listed, tells us that eish shlo b'kavana, you're actually going to be potter. So now if it's true that you're potter, we're going back to the above case. If we said earlier that a shor b'shelo kavana, even though the shor that kills without kavana, there's no skila and there's no kofir, but you still have to pay damim. So that means eish also should have the same concept of the eish lo b'kavana. She also have to pay the damim. But we see from the fact that this distinction is left off this brisa, eish shelo b'kavana, you don't have to pay any damim. And the Gemara answer is not true. You can't bring a raya from the fact that eish was left off the list. Dilma tan v'shire. Maybe it left something off the list. Maybe this chilukim between shor and boar wasn't an exhaustive list, and therefore was left off the list with other things as well. So that's not a raya that eish shelo b'chavan is pater from damim. Ella Rava begufei ibay mibayle. Rava actually had this suffix. He wasn't sure what the halacha was. He said eisho shelo b'chavan mi mishan damim alo. He wanted to know if fire causes damage shelo b'chavan. Am I responsible or am I not responsible? So the Gemara says, "Mi amrina? Do we say gavi shor who debekavana mishan kofer? Only by shor do we say that he, if it's done with intent, he pays kofer. But shelo bechavana, if it was done without intent, he pays damim mishan damim. Aval isho debekavana lo mishan kofer. But when it comes to fire, bechavana he doesn't pay kofer. Shelo bechavana nami lo mishan damim. A case of eish. If my fire kills a person, I don't pay kofer. There's no kofer for eish. Only by shor. So do we say that there's this correlation between kofer and damim?" Shor pays kofir, my shor kills an animal, I pay kofir, and it's not kavana, I pay damim. So by eish, since eish will never pay kofir, then I shouldn't pay damim either. Is that how we understand eish? Oh, Dilmar, perhaps the other side is, kevin de gavu, gavi shor, shelo b'kavana, afa gav leka kofir, mishayim damim. Or do we say, when it comes to the shor who kills without intent, even though there's no kofir, he still has to pay damim. So maybe we should say, gavi ishor is nami as well. Afa gav de b'kavana, even though when the eish kills b'kavana, lo misham kofer, I don't pay kofer for that, but I can still say maybe shlobo kavana miyas misham damim. When the eish destroys without intent, maybe I should have to pay damim, just like the shor, shlobo kavana. He didn't know what the answer was, and teku, the Gemara ends up for the teku. So therefore, we see from all this, it doesn't seem like we really, since it's a teku, we don't know what the answer is by ish shlobo kavana, and it sounds like we don't have a good answer either for a Eved Shelo B'Chavana, whether you pay Damim. Because again, initially we said before that an Eved Shelo B'Chavana, there is no Damim. We brought this Brisa that seemed to say that there is Damim by Eved. We had a question if there's Damim by Eved Shelo B'Chavana, and the shows would be Damim by Eish Shelo B'Chavana. We didn't have an answer, so it sounds like we have two open questions.
I think we answered the first question.
How?
If you look like four wide lines down, there are Tzedi Gadamri. It said Igadamri twice.
Mm-hmm.
First it said Igadamri, whom Moshe loved, whom Mepharik loved. And then it said Igadamri.
I skipped that line there, uh-huh.
So it sounds like that was a teretz to reinterpret the Brisa before, that there, it sounds like they're saying that there is a, there, it is possible to have a case of Daman, but even by an evidence.
Who, but there should be an answer. The Gemara should have answered something. What was that answer? Aha. Uh-huh. So apparently the way it's understood here is that there's some say Ikadami who most of whom Mefargla, and Ikadami Amar Le Rabba. Rabba answered it. It's a question, who was answering the question? Was it the one who asked it? Was it Rav Shmuel who asked the initial question? Was he answering it for himself? Or was it Rabba coming along to answer this question?
But either way, it's an answer. The next line's an answer, that it's reinterpreting the Brisa.
No, granted, but then you have Rava's question of Ihachi Eisha Shel B'Chavana, and that question is never answered. So according to that line, so is that going to serve as a question to really uproot that understanding? So since we never have an answer by Eish, we don't have a solution either. If that, we don't know if it's a question or not in the first place. That is a little open-ended. Okay, let's go a little further. Two dots, the Gemara says. Yasser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came along, Amr Rav Yochanan, he quoted, when he came back to Bavel, he quoted from Rav Yochanan, he heard from Eretz Yisrael, Kofer, Matamalomer. What does it say, Kofer? What is it? Matamalomer, rather, in Kofer. The Rabbo is Kofer Shlo B'Kavana. Kofer B'Kavana. So why did the Pasuk say Im Kofer? Comes to teach me, comes to include a special situation that even if it killed Shelo B'Chavana, the shore killed Shelo B'Chavana, you're still chayav to pay Kofer. Now this is against what we said earlier. We said before, only when the animal killed the Kofer, rather B'Chavana, that's when you get Skila, and that's when there is Kofer. But when it's Shelo B'Chavana, there is no Skila, and there's no Kofer either. So this is against that.
There's Damim.
Yeah, there's Damim, but there's no Kofer.
So he doesn't have a limit.
At this point, it sounds like the word im kofer sounds like it's including even shlo b'chavana against what we said above.
Meaning it would go even if the shor is the highest kilo.
That's what it sounds like right now. Exactly, that's what it sounds like. Right, look at Rashi. See Rashi six lines up from the bottom, the end of the line. He says l'rabos so kofer shlo b'chavana. Shelo afagav deina shor b'skila. Even though the shor is not being killed, he holds that there's a difference between the death penalty on the shor to the payment of the bal hashor.
No correlation between skila and kofer.
Exactly. So Amalei Abai comes on and says el meat. If that's the case, eved nami, make the same drash about eved and matam alomer. What did it say? Im eved. What's the word im doing? The rabbos eved shelo b'kavana ki eved b'kavana. We should say that the shor, the bal hashor, should have to pay shloshim shekel. Even when a shor killed an eved, shlo b'chavana. V'chitayim ha'chanam, if you say ye'en ha'chanam, that's true. We have the same drasha by an eved. So, v'hamar reish lakish, din reish lakish say, shor shehemis, es eved shlo b'chavana, patam yishloshim shkalam, it's a mefurish statement of reish lakish. So, Gemara answers, what do you mean? Amar le, gavra, gavra, karamis. So what? Reish lakish, Rabbi Yochanan argued all the time. So Rabbi Yochanan says shlo b'chavana, you be chai by an eved. Reish lakish says shlo b'chavana, you be pater. There's not a problem there at all. So the Gemara says now, Kiyas Rabin, when Rabin came, Amr B'Yochanan, quoted B'Yochanan saying, Eved, Matam Alomer Im Eved, what's the word Im doing? The Rabbos Eved, Shlo B'Chavana, Ki Eved B'Chavana. So we clearly have, Rabbi Yochanan says, a first statement, that you are responsible if you're sure killed Shlo B'Chavana, you have to pay for the Eved. Ul Reish Lakish Nami, Neima Mid Eved, Im Eved. Why not Reish Lakish? Because he says, Lo Darish, he doesn't make such a Joshua. Kofer, im kofer, nami lo darshi, doesn't darshi, the extra word im is not considered an extra word, and there's no such joshua. Amri lo eved, sorry, where we go, yeah. Amri lo eved, im eved lo darish. Kofer, im kofer, darish. Let's see what's going on. How do we read this?
Eved, he's
right.
Darish, Kofrim,
Kofrim.
Yeah, no.
Eved,
he's not Darish,
Reish Lakish. But where we see Reish Lakish says Kofrim, Kofrim, Darish? We don't know anything about that. We only know he says, why are we assuming he says that you have to pay Kofrim, Shlo B'Chavana?
Here, he's molded to Rabbi Yochanan.
But we haven't seen that, though, have we? We're just assuming that. I would have just assumed he said he doesn't make the drasha in either case. So I'm not sure how we know this, that Reish Lakish hold that you're chayiv to pay kofir shel b'chavana, but let's just see. The Gemara assumes it anyways. Let's read it one more time. Reish Lakish, nami neima, midevet im evi lo darsh. From the fact that he says, im evi is not a drasha, kofir im kofir nami lo darsh. So he also should make such a drasha. Yeah. But that's what I'm assuming. So now, but the Gemara says we're assuming that he actually agrees.
Right, but that's the answer, right?
Let's see. Amri lo eved im eved lo darish, kofir im kofir darish. He says no. He says no. He makes the drasha by kofir, but doesn't make the drasha by eved. Why not? Okay, I don't know how we see this by Reish Lakish, but Gemara, I guess, it's based on Svara. He says as follows. But the, okay, let's just finish.
I think Gemara is just like posing the question: are we going to say against Reish Lakish if it doesn't hold him eved lo darish?
No.
And the
letter,
same thing, kofir and
kofir. No, you can split it too. Okay, just in theory.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gemara says, Maishna Eved, im Eved lo. So it says, Ksiv b'makom tashlumim. Kofir im kofir, Ksiv b'makom tashlumim. So the case of Eved is not written in the place of tashlumim, but kofir is written in the place of tashlumim. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi around five lines up from the bottom, im kofir, Ksiv b'makom tashlumim, the phrase is appearing where the tashlumim should be placed, meaning, the svara, it's logical, the rubuye achrina, asal tashlumim, the gufalo itzrich davale lemichtav kofir. You don't have to say im kofir. It says kofir yushas alav, but in regards to im ever lo ksiv gavi tashlumim, ela gavi negicha im ever yigach, the gufa itzrich lechalik ben ever leben chorna. Because the case of the kofir, we already said the case before, and we already stated the case if this happens. So then later on it says, im kofir, after explaining that Ashur killed a person, im kofir yushas alav. What's the im for? Not if. We're already talking about before. If this happened, so then you pay. The consequences you pay. The kofir is as follows. Why im kofir? So the word im is extra. But by the case of im eved is talking about the scenario, the mice as opposed to the tashlumen. Im eved, if an eved were to kill, that's how you write this. We don't say when an eved's killed. If an eved is killed, so that im is part of the reading of the pasuk, and therefore there's no room to make a drasha. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.
So what's the maslok between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? That they